Tuesday night, Scott City Lake and Boys game would be a one that would see a handful of turnovers for both sides. And Scott City ended up with around 29 turnovers, Lakin with about 25. But it was a win for Scott City that was a monstrous win. They would have to reshuffle their lineup right before game time. They were missing one of their top players that's been a consistent player throughout the season, but they'd also return Avery Knoll back to the lineup. But it was Scott City that fell behind early to Lakin, and you're thinking, oh boy, here we go. It was Lakin started out guns a-blazing, hitting their first three threes of the ballgame and led 15-4 at the midway point of the first quarter. Scott City would slowly chip away. They would settle in on defense, force Lakin into some tough shots. Lakin Bronx, in the between the first and third quarters, would go on a 16-minute, 47-second field goal drought. They only scored 3 points. Scott City would go on a 24-3 run in between the first and third quarters, and those 3 points for Lakin all came from the foul line. Scott City led by 10. Lakin would get it to within 28-25, and then it would be back and forth. The Beavers led by 11 going into the fourth quarter. Lakin was pulled to within about 7 at 43-36 with about 3:15 to go, and the Beavers would score the last 4 points of the ball game, all from the line, and they would win it 47-36, and a monstrous win for Scott City as they improved to 9-7 on the year as they knock off the number 9 ranked team in Class 3. Lakin had come in with 8 consecutive wins and had dominated teams. Scott City holds Lakin to their season low of points, 30 points below their season average, and it would be their first home loss of the year. Scott City had a monster night from Jackson Rumford, 33 points, a new career high for him. Lakin would have a couple in double figures. They were led by Drew Patterson with 13. He had 9 right off the bat on 3 threes, and then Coulter Oldham added 10 for Lakin, as they are now 13-3 on the year.